Many thanks, Jill. Now, there are one or two things on the move in the business world locally, as IKEA are set to move into the city, whilst the brand name of WH Smith is to disappear. Something else disappearing is the bookshop in Jarrolds, but you'll be surprised by the appearance of robots helping grow strawberries. But first, a complaint of lack of investment in the East by the government. The government spending review has been criticised for containing nothing for Norfolk and failing to commit millions for vital railway junction upgrades. Andrew Jamieson, Deputy Leader of Norfolk County Council, said Chancellor Rachel Reeves had prioritised money for schemes for the north of England over rural areas. Ms Reeves said plans for Northern Powerhouse Rail would be set out in the coming weeks and £3.5 billion to upgrade the Transpennine route. But there was disappointment in the East that no money was committed to the Ely and Hawley railway junction upgrades. Improvements at Ely North, which would cost at least £500 million, are particularly important for Norfolk, as the Cambridgeshire Junction links five lines connecting Norwich, Ipswich, Cambridge, Peterborough and King's Lynn. Mr Jamieson said, "I feel an announcement on the Ely improvements would have sent a strong message to East Anglia that the government is listening to what their MPs have been saying, but it hasn't happened." Will Quince, the chairman of Transport East, an alliance of local councils and businesses in the region, said this was an opportunity to back the East with the transport investment it needs to fulfil its potential and support the government's growth ambitions. While high-level funding allocations for transport were confirmed, including much-needed multi-year funding for our local authorities, we are yet to see the clear pipeline of regionally important rail and road projects needed to enable the East's growth.
After 4 years, IKEA is coming back to Norwich after plans to move into a retail park were approved. Norwich City Council approved the furniture giant's application for advertisement consent outside Unit 4A at the Hall Road Retail Park. The new store will open at the former Homebase site after the brand initially reached an agreement to acquire the space. An opening date has not yet been announced for the new store, but IKEA is hopeful it'll be able to open its doors later in 2025, after closing its Sweetbriar Road site in 2021. The new site will join a range of other retail brands such as Aldi, The Food Warehouse and Home Bargains. Currently, Norwich's closest store is Milton Keynes, and I assume that's an IKEA store, 109 miles away.
A major brand name is set to disappear from Norfolk High Streets. WH Smith's signage on stores across the county will be replaced with TG Jones as part of a takeover. The retailer, which has shops in Norwich, Sheringham, Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn and Thetford, has sold all of its UK high street stores to Modella Capita, which owns Hobbycraft. The brand name was not included in the sale and the shops will be rebranded to TG Jones as a result. Breckland Council has already received a planning application for a change of signage at WH Smith's Thetford branch. The move comes after years of declining high street profits, but does not affect WH Smith's travel locations, such as shops in airports and train stations, which make up the bulk of its sales and profits.
And now some sad news. Jarrolds has confirmed it'll close the book section on the third floor of its London Street store in Norwich by late August. Jim Shattuck, the retailer's managing director for trading, explained the decision was made with a great deal of sadness. Jarrolds is proud of its heritage as a printer and bookseller, and we are pleased to have played a significant role in supporting and promoting many local authors and publishers during our long history, he said. However, as with every category of retail, the world of bookselling has changed dramatically over recent years. With large supermarkets and online retailers taking a large proportion of the book market, the sector has grown increasingly challenging with very tight margins. Over the years, Jarrolds has held many book signings for famous faces, including Alan Partridge, Gok Wan and Delia Smith. Jarrell's was set up by bookseller and publisher and printer John Jarrell in 1770 in Woodbridge in Suffolk, before moving to Norwich in 1823 at 3 Cockney Lane, which is now called London Street.
Nocturnal robots, which zap plant diseases with UV lights, are among the cutting-edge technologies being used to produce premium Norfolk strawberries. Place UK, based at Tunstead near North Walsham, is one of the UK's leading fruit growers, picking more than 1,500 tonnes of strawberries per year from about 1.5 million plants. Now the company has adopted high-tech automation and robotics to improve efficiencies and reduce its environmental impact. Recent innovations include harnessing renewable energy from ground source heat pumps and precise computerized irrigation using clean rainwater harvested from the roof of the vast plastic growing tunnels. And during the night, robots have been very hard at work to protect valuable strawberry crops from fungal infections. Thorvald, an autonomous robot developed in Norway, controls powdery mildew by exposing strawberry plants to bursts of shortwave ultraviolet light while following a pre-mapped path through the rows in the polytunnels. The treatment is applied at night to ensure optimal results, while saving the cost, labour and environmental impact of fungicide use.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We do hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So with that, it's goodbye from Alison and it's goodbye from me.